Hey everyone, today we're going to be talking to four experts in an organization in Mesopotamia, Lily, Eugene, Jamie, and Lucas. Hi guys!
Hi! Hi.
Today, we're going to be having a Q&A about organization in Mesopotamia, specifically government structure, taxes, laws, and classes. To start off, we'll talk to Jamie about Mesopotamian government structure. How is government organized in Mesopotamia, Jamie?
The government in Mesopotamia was mainly a cross between a monarchy and a theocracy. Most city-states had one king that represented their main gods. The theocratic part was important because the gods chose kings.
Is there a specific civilization that had a government that stood out from the rest? And if so, how was their government different?
The Assyrian government was most different from other governments because they had lots of military strength. So the military officers were in charge in the local government.
I heard that the priests had lots of power in Mesopotamian government. Why was that?
The priests had lots of power and even governed some cities, as religion was central because the gods handed down laws and rules. Priests were important because they represented the will of gods.
Thanks for that, Jamie. Speaking of laws, we have Lucas here to answer some questions about Mesopotamian law. Many people know that Babylon had one of the most influential collection of laws, the Code of Hammurabi. What was the purpose of Hammurabi's code?
Hammurabi's code was one of the first set of laws recorded from ancient Mesopotamia. They were made to protect the weak from the strong and the poor from the rich. Those 282 laws supported equality and showed Shamash, the Babylonian god of justice, laws, and salvation, giving them to Hammurabi. These laws were very important because they influenced the laws that we have in our modern-day world. For example, the Code of Hammurabi governed laws like theft or murder. And although the punishments of those laws were less harsh today, we still govern those crimes as well.
It seems that the code was very important. How did it survive for so long? And can you give us some examples of those laws?
The code probably survived for so long because it was written on clay tablet. And now it resides in the Louvre Museum in Paris. The laws in the code were very harsh. Some examples were if a son should strike his father, his hands shall be put off. Another one was if a man put the eye of another man, his eye shall be put out. And if a man should strike a man with a higher rank, he will receive 60 blows with an ox whip.
Wow, those are some harsh rules. Thanks, Lucas. Now moving on to taxes in Mesopotamia with Lily.
In some city-states, the government decided what your labor would be and what would be your job. They paid taxes in the form of tithes and a tenth of your annual produce or earnings.
Sumer was one of the wider-known city-states. How were taxes there?
Normally, taxes in Sumer were relatively low, but in war times, they were raised to 10% of what you earned. There was also a way that wealthier people could avoid taxes. They could send someone else to pay their taxes for them, or they could just pay money or pay a bribe.
Thank you for that information, Lily. Now, for the final part of our Q&A, we'll be talking to Eugene about the different classes in Mesopotamia. What were the main classes in Mesopotamia, and how were they divided?
The social structure in Mesopotamia was divided into five main classes. From lowest to highest, they are the slaves. Second is the lower class, then the upper class, and next the priests and priestesses, and finally the king and nobility. They were mainly divided by their wealth and status and jobs.
Speaking of jobs, what jobs did the different classes have?
Good question. The slaves were normally prisoners of war, and the lower class were mainly farmers, bakers, or fishermen. The upper class was made of merchants who owned their own shop, scribes, or architects. The priests and priestesses worked under the gods, but they also served as healers or doctors. Finally, the nobles governed cities and the kings ruled over city-states.
Thanks for all that information. As you heard from our four experts, to sum up what we heard from our four experts, government structure, laws, classes, and taxes were very important in ancient Mesopotamia. It was based off of a theocratic monarchy. Because religion was really important to the early Mesopotamians, their laws were also very important to them as they believed that they were given from the gods. Taxes were paid in tithes. There were five classes: slaves, the lower class, the upper class, priests, and priestesses. Finally, the king and nobility. We were very grateful to be able to talk to you all today
and answer your questions.
Thanks for having us.
I hope you all have a good day. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.